Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think we're moving good and moving in the right direction. Certainly there are areas of get better in all areas, run game, pass game, protection, divisional labor, personality. But I like the general trajectory of all of those things that I mentioned.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
I actually don't know that Tomlin was lying there. He was talking about the offense and the get better element, and he feels like they're moving in the right direction. I think he believes that. I think he has an unwavering faith in Aaron Rodgers, and they've scored on the first possession of every game. They scored 2 touchdowns, oh my gosh, in the first quarter against the Patriots. And then Rodgers has led them on 2 game-winning drives. So I think that the offense might have had its worst game because they were so bad for like 35 of the minutes against New England.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he believes that they're on the up and up. What do you think?
I think that he believes that. I think he looks at – I don't know if he's a big stat guy. He's definitely not a big analytic guy, but I know he sees that there was no sacks given up, and he puts that in the win column.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, it still didn't look great. We talked to Trey, and we all believe what Trey has to say in his analysis. I definitely do. But I think that Mike Tomlin looks at that and was like, okay, like that – and I would too, like if I were Mike Tomlin, if I were the head coach and like I was in the same situation Mike Tomlin's in and I'm looking at my team, how are we going to get better week to week? Like I chalked it up as a win of no sacks given up.
Definitely.
Even though Aaron Rodgers was on the ground a couple times, but no sacks given up. Yeah, that's a win. That's a positive.
Yeah.
Like we can build from that. Like we're not just a total pile of you know what. We can build from that. So
excrement.
I think he thinks that.
I think so too. And if I were to put on my black and gold glasses and I'm trying to view things optimistically, again, 2 game-winning drives, the way they've started, the red zone conversion rates.
Yep.
I mean, they're among the league leaders in that statistic. Their turnover margin is good, which it has been the last 5 years under Tomlin. They've led the league in point differential on turnovers, which like that stops being an anomaly. I actually thought long and hard because you said the Steelers forced those takeaways. And I said, like a couple of them, they, to me, were more fluky. No, I got to stop doing that. Mike Tomlin's talked about the turnover culture, and there's a lot of reasons to criticize Mike Tomlin. They have protected the ball for the last 5 years, and they've taken the ball away the last 5 years. That can't, at a certain point, I just got to throw my hands up and say, you know what, Tomlin, you got it.
Right.
I mean, that's why you win so many of these games. That's why you're 10-7 every year, even though maybe the roster construction's not perfect. But as far as the offense is concerned, he also probably looks at it and goes, okay, we ran the ball well in the first quarter too. And he probably believes the time of possession element that he was talking about that we played earlier in the show. But my silver lining, my black and gold color glasses would tell me defensively, they've been banged up and they have a bunch of new pieces. Offensively, it's still pretty damn new. And I think maybe my view of the offense was tainted somewhat by the Jets game. Because they put 34 points on the board and Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns. I expected them to start slow offensively at the beginning of the year.
You did, yeah.
I really did. And you're like, no, they're going to put up points. Guess what they did? They put up points. They're not perfect. They're not even close to perfect offensively. I think it's reasonable to expect that they're going to keep getting better. And I don't think they're going to average, 2.8 yards per carry running the football all year long. That'd be like historically bad.
Would we be talking the same way about the Steelers right now if they had beat the Seahawks? Like if they're undefeated right now and say the Calvin Austin mishap was a touchdown and say Caleb Johnson never did what he did, they probably do win that game or they come close.
Yeah.
Let's say that they win the game. how are we still saying, like, they still have issues, you know, we're still not sold? Like, would we be saying that, or would we be like, you know, this team actually has a chance?
That's a great question, because the phone lines have been flooded for days and the text lines have been flooded for days, and I know you see it on Twitter too.
Because real quick, if Calvin Austin doesn't do that and say that is a touchdown, they do win that game. Aaron Rodgers throws no picks in that game because he doesn't throw that last one where he's throwing it up.
Right.
And his, you know, stat line is, well, how many picks does he have? Three?
Yes.
He has three. So maybe he has one pick, three or four. Does he have three or four right now? Does he have one in the Jets game?
He has seven touchdowns, three picks.
Yeah, so maybe he has one pick by now. What are we saying about Aaron Rodgers even more? What are we saying about this team if they're undefeated?
I think people have a hard time separating the now from the last 8 years, in the last 5 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think, and I try to fight this out of me, but I try to analyze what I see. I think we're always waiting for that other shoe to drop. Like, Starkey did his whole opening monologue yesterday on enjoy the moment. Like, there are people out there that wanted the Steelers to tank, whether that's more or less people in the general public. I think it's probably less. He said, enjoy the moment. Enjoy this cool experience. Enjoy the fact they're kicking off at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. Enjoy the fact that today they're in first place in the AFC North. I think you'd have more people willing to do that, yeah, if they were sitting here at 3-0, but I think you'd still have the naysayers out there that say, we're going to wait for Tomlin to screw this whole thing up. And I think both sides of it are fair. I don't know. Would you feel better about him at 3-0?
Maybe.
Because the way they lost
right.
was fluky as hell.
Right.
I mean, the Caleb Johnson thing hadn't happened in 45 years. Now, defensively, they weren't very good.
I'd have a little bit more faith going into this game.
Yes.
Because they're finding ways to win, and that's what good teams do. They close out games, regardless how it looks, even if it looks bad. Like, good teams find ways to win. That's why, like Buffalo's a good team because they found a way to win against the Ravens. Detroit, they're a good team because they found ways to, you know, beat and close out games. Whenever it says zero at the end, like, you figured out a way to make it a complete game, even if it didn't look good, but you won.
And particularly in September.
Yeah.
You find ways to win games now when you're not playing well and you might not even have an identity. That goes such a long way.
It does.
I don't think you win the Super Bowl in September, but you can certainly set yourselves back. And like this Baltimore
Chiefs
game? City game this weekend?
Yeah, right.
Buddy. I think it's a much more dire, now we're kind of straying, but that's okay. I think it's a more dire situation for the Chiefs because of the Chargers.
Yep.
But if Baltimore's there at 1-3, I heard Starkey, I heard the afternoon guys, they're all like kicking some dirt on the Ravens. And I thought we saw it last year, the same thing. They started 0-2 and the defense sucked and Derrick Henry started slow. I'm not willing to go there yet, but they're a favorite on the road against a banged up Kansas City team that I think it's their worst roster in Kansas City in years. Doesn't mean I don't think they're good or make the playoffs. If they lose that game, I might start seeing it that way a little more.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder what has changed for the Ravens defense in the Ravens this year. Now, I know Derrick Henry is fumbling a lot, but the last year you knew that the defense was really bad and then Dean Pease came in and fixed it. And it was like, oh, okay, they just needed a different set of eyes. Now Dean Pease is still there.
Yeah.
How do they fix it now? And what has changed from last year to this year to make it so bad? That's kind of where I'm skeptical about the Ravens. Like, how are they going to actually fix it this time?
They got Chuck Pagano. What's he doing?
Right.
Oh, yep. Nope, he's already there. Senior defensive assistant, secondary.
Marvin
coach.
Lewis.
Bring back Marvin Lewis. I mean, I do think that's a big thing in life. And I've used this analogy before. I could be sucking in school, and then when the 9 weeks was over at St. Bernard's, you turn the page, you're on to the next clean slate 9 weeks. Like, that refresher helps. I think there's a placebo effect there, too. We could talk about what Dean Pease did for the Ravens from a technical standpoint, from an X's and O's standpoint, and how they used Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's tangible and legitimate. But when you have a guy come in and you say, Zach, you're not doing this anymore, and all of a sudden, okay, we're a historically bad defense. Now we can flush that. We're a totally new defense. We're starting square one. I think that mentally that has a big effect.
Huge.
And they don't have that, like, pull the cartridge out, blowing it
yeah.
sort of thing this year.
Right. Now, I do think that could happen with the Steelers maybe internally. When we talked about the run game earlier, it's like, okay, now they're not going to bring somebody in.
Yeah.
But I think Arthur Smith has the ability to adapt. And if it's not working, just literally clean slate after the bye week, we're changing the run game and how we approach it. Like, I think that they could do that if the run game doesn't do well on Sunday.
Yeah. If you're sitting there on Sunday and you haven't run the ball well against the Vikings, you got 2 weeks to figure it out.
Right.
And I do think that could provide a clean slate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.